Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time, we're looking at how to power those EVs with sunshine.
Sounds pretty bright.
It does, right? And before we get started, a huge shout out to SafeServer.
Oh, yeah, definitely got to thank SafeServer.
They're actually the ones hosting the software we're going to be talking about today. And they're experts in all things digital transformation. So you can check them out at www.safeserver.d.
Good folks over at SafeServer.
Yeah. Okay, so today, like I said, we're going to be talking about this really cool system called EVC, EVCC, and it's all about harnessing solar power to charge your electric vehicle.
So it's like having a personal solar-powered charging assistant.
That's a great way to put it. So we've got a ton of articles and research on EVC. We're going to break it all down for you today.
Yeah, we're going to try to make this as clear and simple as possible, especially for anyone who's new to this whole world of solar and electric vehicles.
Yeah. So EVC is designed to be beginner-friendly, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
But what exactly can EVC do?
Well, EVCC is more than just about solar charging. It's kind of like, you know, a smart energy manager.
Okay.
It connects to your solar panels, your EV charger, even a home battery if you've got one. And it figures out how to best use all that energy.
So, like, it's about using my solar energy in the smartest way possible, not just for charging my car.
Yeah. Absolutely. It takes the guesswork out of it all. Like, it'll automatically charge your car when the sun's out. It'll prioritize using solar for your appliances. And it can even switch to grid power if you need it.
Oh, wow.
And all while, you know, trying to save you money on your electricity bill.
That sounds amazing. But is this only for people with really complex setups?
No, not at all. It's surprisingly flexible, actually.
Okay.
It works with a single EV and a small solar array.
Yeah.
Or if you've got multiple charging points and like a full home energy storage system, it works for that too.
That's really cool. So it can grow with me as I get, you know, more into the solar and EV stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like that. But we keep mentioning solar charging. What happens when it's a cloudy day? What happens then?
Well, that's when EVC gets even smarter.
Okay.
Because it's always monitoring, right? It can switch to grid power when there's not enough sun.
That makes sense.
But here's the cool part. It can actually do that strategically. So it will charge your car when electricity prices are lower.
Oh, wow. So it's saving me money even on cloudy days.
Exactly.
That's very, very cool.
And this brings us to one of its, like, standout features, which is that it's open source.
Okay, now open source. For somebody who doesn't know a lot about tech, what does that actually mean?
Well, open source basically means that anyone can see the code, they can change it, they can improve it.
Interesting.
It's like a global community effort to, you know, keep making it better.
It's kind of cool, like a big group project.
Yeah. It makes it transparent, it makes it secure, and you've got this huge community that's always there to help each other out.
That's fantastic. Like a built-in support system of people who love the same tech that you do.
Exactly.
That's great. But speaking of tech, is it actually hard to set up? Is it very tech heavy?
It might sound intimidating, but EVCC actually has this really user-friendly interface.
Okay.
It's like controlling everything from a website. So you can use your phone, tablet, computer.
So it's not all like complicated code and command lines and all that?
No. Unless you want to get into that, you can. But for most people, it's really intuitive and easy to navigate.
That's great.
There's even like a demo version you can try online before you, you know, decide to actually install anything.
That's awesome. So you can kind of see how it works.
Exactly.
You mentioned earlier that it's compatible with a lot of different devices. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah. So it supports a bunch of different EV chargers like Wallbox, Tesla, a bunch of other brands. It also works with a bunch of energy meters that track, you know, your solar production, how much power you're using from the grid and all that.
So chances are if I already have like a solar setup and an EV charger, that it'll work with my existing stuff.
It's very likely, yeah. But even if you're starting from scratch, you know, you've got a lot of freedom to choose components that fit your budget and your needs.
That's really great. It's sounding pretty amazing so far. So what are some of its key features? Like what really makes AVC stand out?
Well, one thing that really stands out is that you've got like granular control over your charging. Like you can set specific charging times, you can adjust the charging speeds, and you can prioritize charging from your solar panels or your home battery.
So I could tell it like, hey, only charge my car at night when electricity is cheaper and then prioritize using solar first.
Yeah. You could even set up rules to make sure your car is charged to a certain level by, you know, a specific time every day if you have like a regular commute.
Wow. This level of control is really appealing. Are there other features that kind of enhance that user experience?
Yeah. So EVC can actually integrate with your car, so you can see the charging status, battery level, range, right in the interface. And you can even preheat or cool your car while it's plugged in.
Wait, so like on a cold winter morning, I could preheat my car using solar energy?
Yeah. All part of making the experience really seamless and energy efficient.
That's incredible. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's also got like safety features built in.
Right.
Like, it's always monitoring your system. And if it detects any problems, it just stops charging.
Okay.
Keeps your car and your home safe.
That's a big one. Peace of mind.
Yeah.
So MAVC sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But how do I actually get started with it?
So the most common way to run it is on a Raspberry Pi.
Okay. A Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. Think of it like a
little computer.
Yeah. A tiny brain for your home energy. For your home energy system.
Mm. So that sounds kind of techie. Is it difficult to set up?
It's not too bad. VVC's got really good documentation, and there's a really supportive community that can, you know, walk you through it.
Okay.
And there are even, like, pre-built images available, so you kind of just plug and play.
So even if I'm not, like, super tech savvy?
Yeah.
With a little bit of guidance, I can set this up?
Yeah, for sure. And if you're more, you know, techie, you can customize it to your heart's content.
I like that flexibility. Yeah. What about support, though? Like, if I run into a problem, what happens then?
Well, individual support might be a little bit limited, but the community is super helpful.
Okay.
There are forums, there are chat groups. They're full of experienced users, developers.
Gotcha.
They'll answer your questions, troubleshoot any problems.
So it's like having a network of, you know, tech-savvy friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like it. Before we wrap up, I have one more question.
Sure.
We've talked a lot about solar.
Yeah.
Can ECC work with any other renewable energy sources, like wind power?
That's a great question. It's primarily designed for solar, but because it's so flexible, it could adapt.
Okay.
So, like, theoretically, if you had a wind turbine, you could probably use ECC to manage that energy, too.
Oh, wow. That would be amazing.
Yeah. And as more people, you know, get into renewable energy, that's going to become even more important.
That's really cool. This has been such an interesting deep dive into EVC.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed.
Yeah. It's fascinating, you know, how EVC is giving people control over their energy and making things more sustainable. Mm,
totally. It's not just about charging your car. It's about being part of this whole shift towards clean energy.
Absolutely.
By using solar to charge your EV, you're, you know, reducing your carbon footprint, saving money,
yeah,
maybe even becoming more energy independent.
It's a win-win-win.
Yeah. And with how user-friendly EVC is and that supportive community, I think it's definitely worth checking out.
For sure.
For anyone listening who wants to learn more about EVC, where should they go?
Best place to start is their website. They've got tons of documentation, tutorials, links to their forums and chat groups.
Awesome. And again, huge thanks to SafeServer for supporting this episode.
Absolutely.
You can check them out at www.safeserver.d.
Yeah, they're doing great work.
Really are. So to leave everyone with something to think about, imagine a world where every electric car is charged by the sun.
Oh, wow.
Is that a future you want to be a part of?
What steps can you take to get there?
Let us know your thoughts in the comments below.
Yeah.
And as always, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
Thanks, everyone.
You know, if you're feeling really adventurous,
yeah,
you could even contribute to the EVC project itself.
Oh, yeah.
It's open source. So anybody can jump in and make it better.
That's what's so cool about open source. Mm. It's a real collaborative effort.
Yeah.
Driven by people who are passionate.
Exactly.
Who knows? Maybe your contribution could, like, change the future of solar-powered EV charging.
It's a really inspiring thought.
Mm.
So to wrap things up, we learned that EVCC is super powerful.
Yeah.
It's versatile. It's user-friendly.
It can really change the way we charge our cars.
Yeah. And it's a great example of how we can use technology to create a more sustainable future.
For sure. It's all about taking control of your energy, you know, relying less on fossil fuels, and being a part of this big movement towards clean energy.
And the best part is, it's accessible to everybody.
Yeah, no matter your tech skill.
So whether you're like a solar expert or just starting out with your EV, I think EVCC is worth checking out.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us on this electrifying deep dive into EVCC.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Until next time, keep those electrons flowing sustainably.